This is Joe Walsh on AM 560. The Answer.
Joe Walsh, AM 560, The Answer. Wednesday is the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's March on Washington. That topic, along with Syria, obviously, dominated much of the Sunday talk shows and is dominating much of the media as well. What a seminal moment, right? What a seminal moment in our country's history. And when we think of those seminal moments when it comes to racial relations in this country, white, black, come on, you know who we think about. We think about the big Reverend Al.
We believe in a new America. It's time to march for a new America. It's time to organize for a new America. It's time to register and vote for a new America. We're on our way. We're on our way. We're on our way.
We're on our way. Where? You know, you wonder, I often wonder, what would Martin Luther King, if he were around today, what would he say to a mouth like that? What would he say to Al Sharpton? Martin Luther King didn't spend every single waking moment of his life talking about racism. He didn't go after the white man every single moment of his life. And you know what? There was a heck of a lot more racism back then than there is today.
How does Dr. King's message relate today?
I think his message relates in the sense that it laid the chart, it charted the way for where we are, a black president, black attorney general, who spoke at the march yesterday.
The Reverend Al, it paved the way for our first black president, our first black attorney general.
It also raised the challenge for this generation that we talked about yesterday. The Supreme Court just took away the Section 4 of the Voting Rights Act, which means that we challenge the Congress now to come with a new voting rights bill.
Again, it's somebody did something. You got the black community today, 50 years later. And for guys like Sharpton, somebody's doing something to the community. It's the racist society. It's the George Zimmermans of the world. It's the Supreme Court, right? It's the government, right? It's always somebody else. That's the message that blacks hear every time they hear Reverend Al speak.
So I think this generation of civil rights leaders in the civil rights community must challenge the economic inequality, the regression on voting rights, as well as deal with some of the gun violence and the internal problems in our own community.
See how he slid that in there? Some of the internal problems in our own community. It's racism, it's gun control, it's economic inequality, it's everything out there 50 years later that just backward black leaders today still talk about. And he sneaks in at the very end. Well, you know, we got some of those internal problems in our own community. Well, you know what? I'm just a white guy. I'm just a white guy. But I have a dream, and I don't even know if I can say this. Maybe it's not even kosher for me to say this as a white guy, but I've got a dream for black America. I'm sick and tired of listening to the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons of the world. I got a dream. I have a dream that all black parents will have the right to decide where their kids attend school. I got a dream that all black boys and girls grow up with a father. How about that? How about that? I have a dream. I hope you like this one. That young black males stop shooting other young black males. I have a dream. I have a dream that young black males and females graduate from high school. I got a dream. I got a dream that young black males don't become daddies until after they're married and until after they have a job. How about that? And I got a dream, Al. I got a dream, Jesse. I have a dream that blacks cease their dependency on government, which has enslaved them to a life of poverty. You see, I got a dream. And again, this is just a white guy talking. I got a dream that blacks just like all of us in this country, will look inward at themselves and say, if I want to improve my life, man, it's up to me. It's up to me to stay in school. It's up to me not to father a child. It's up to me to get a job. It's up to me not to hang around with people who shoot other people that look just like me. I got a dream that Black America will finally say to Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, bug off. I'm in charge of my own life.
You're listening to The Joe Walsh Show on AM 560, The Answer.